This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
And last but not least, that which I want to discuss inshallah ta'ala, and we'll conclude with this. For the sake of time, I had to leave out a lot of stuff. There are those who may have homosexual urges and desires. Does the Sharia criminalize these types of individuals? ما رأيكم؟ Our brother mentioned, as long as they don't act upon it. That's a very common question. Not so long ago, I went to Coventry ISOC, Islamic Society. I was giving a lecture. One of the questions that I had to answer was, there is a Muslim, I think it was a sister or a brother, I can't remember. Ala kulli hal. It doesn't change the dynamics. Who has these homosexual thoughts and urges. Are they sinful for having these thoughts? Huh? Let me ask you guys another question. If one has sexual thoughts, right, of wanting to commit zina with so-and-so, is he or she criminalized in the Sharia? Are they sinning now for having these thoughts, or these urges? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Inna Allah tajawaza an ummati ma haddathat bihi anfusaha ma lam yatakallam aw yaf'al," or كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has pardoned and forgiven for that which they speak to themselves about, as long as they don't utter it or act upon it. Is that clear, brothers and sisters? Right? Some genuinely have these concerns. And I receive correspondence from time to time, whether by email, whether on Instagram, whether on Twitter. And it's heartbreaking, right? And it may well be even that the child, and I shouldn't even say a child, a teenager, or the one who's in his early 20s, or maybe even after that, right? He's old in age, that speaks to Muslims about this, and then he's immediately shunned, disrespected, humiliated, ostracized, defamed. That is ghalat, that is not right. Right? It is a test that he has to deal with. And we should be supportive. Wallahi, I had, not so long ago, it was a brother from India who messaged in saying that he's attracted to looking at his father's private parts. He one time saw it and he became addicted to wanting to see him. He would peek through his door. Wallahi al-azim, brothers and sisters, it's in my WhatsApp. It was very, very heartbreaking to read. And excuse me for being so explicit, but these are the situations we have to deal with. As parents, and I was telling the sisters this today as well, right? As parents, we have to have expectations that there is a high possibility that our children may wake up one day and say, "Listen, Dad, I am gay." Ma ra'aykum, brothers and sisters? Are we going to get angry? La, you have to what? Challenge their thought process. Come with hujjaj, come with evidences, right? And your arguments need to be strong. This is why it's extremely, extremely important to learn your religion, brothers and sisters. Right? At times you will find, subhanAllah, some parents becoming physical with their children. And they take them to Araqi to read the ruqya on him. No, he's not possessed. Or she's not possessed. She has genuine concerns and questions that she is now asking you to answer, O parent. And if you don't answer them, there'll be other people who are ready to maybe strengthen some of these concerns that they have. This is the reality, brothers and sisters. Is it something that is far-fetched? Of course it's not. We are seeing it right before our eyes. Right? So we have to be there supporting them. Just like we support an individual who wants to commit zina. Didn't the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam support that young man who came to him and said, Ya Rasulullah, give me permission to commit zina. Huh? What did the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam do? Did he take him to Araqi? He start defaming him, shaming him, humiliating him. He began to what? Huh? He began to stimulate his mind. Would you like it for your mother? He said, no. Would you like it for your sister? Would you like it for your female relatives? Made him think, right? So they are not sinful for having these thoughts, right? And if someone now speaks to you about them and tells you about these genuine concerns, these are some of the things that you could advise him with. Number one, patience. One has not been gifted with anything more greater than patience, as the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. Right? The Jannah has been what? Surrounded with hardships. We are not going to reach Al-Jannah except by what? By working hard, being patient, striving hard, putting in the effort in refraining from sins, just like the one who's having urges to commit a zina. The same would be mentioned, right? We'll tell him to be patient, right? To fight against his nafs. And you are being rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for fighting your nafs. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. Indeed, those who put in the effort and they strive hard, we will guide them to that which is correct. Make sense, brothers and sisters? That's number one. Number two, strive in what? Making dua in your sujood. Especially in the last third of the night. Whatever sickness an individual is suffering from, right? Waking up in the last third of the night is a cure for all of the spiritual diseases and sicknesses and physical ones as well. As the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, عليكم بقيام الليل فإنه دأب الصالحين من قبلكم. Upon you to stand the night. Indeed, this is the way of the righteous who came before you. Also the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then goes on to say, huh? وَمَنْ هَاتٌ لِلْإِثْمِ. It helps you overcome the sins that you carry out. وَمَطْرَدَةٌ لِلْدَّاءِ. It removes the physical and also spiritual sicknesses that you suffer from. الدُّعَاء in your sujood. And it's even better when you are making this dua in the night prayer in the last third of the night. الدُّعَاء, my beloved brothers and sisters, right? As Ibn al-Qayyim rahmatullahi alayhi mentioned, is min anfa' al-adwiya. It is from the most beneficial of cures. You have to have that certainty. You have to believe that it's only a matter of time, that I overcome whatever I'm trying to get rid of. Is that clear, brothers and sisters? How many points have you mentioned? Two. Number three, fasting. Isn't this what we would advise someone who is young in age and has urges to commit a zina? Isn't this what we would advise him with? Right? What does that do? It castrates one's desire. Sah wa la? Just have a look at yourself in the month of Ramadan when you're fasting. Do you have the same desire of outside the month of Ramadan? Wallahi, you don't. You really don't. It really does castrate your desire. If we're honest with ourselves. Right? Mondays and Thursdays fast. If you still feel that you need more, then fast. That which the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised Abdullah ibn Amr ibn As with, which is to fast one day and to break 2 days. To fast one day and to break 2 days. If you're still looking for something greater than that, the Siyam of Dawood alayhi salatu wa sallam. And there's no better fasting than the Siyam, the fast of Dawood, which is to fast one day and then to break one day. Agreed? And after that, Allahu A'lam what I can tell you pertaining to fasting and your desires. Tayyib. That's three. Number four, to lower your gaze. What is very well known and established is what the eyes can't see, the heart won't desire. Agreed? Whether we are speaking to brothers or become infatuated when looking at a woman, the same is said to the man who is attracted to the same gender, or a woman who is attracted to the same gender. Lower your gaze. A lot of people think is that you only lower your gaze when a woman walks past you. Did you know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also told you to lower your gaze? To lower your gaze from the worldly pleasures, the glitters and the glamours of this dunya. وَلَا تَمُدَّنَّ عَيْنَيْكَ إِلَى مَا مَتَّعْنَا بِهِ أَزْوَاجٍ مِّنْهُمْ زَهْرَةَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا أَوْ دُنْيَا لِنَفْتِنَهُمْ فِيهِ. What happens, brothers and sisters, right? When you keep looking at a very, very nice car. What does that do to an individual? It intensifies one's desire to possess that. What if you don't have the money to purchase that? What's the next step that even some Muslims end up taking? They either go and steal it, they commit crimes to save up that money in order to buy this car. Isn't that so? Or they start a war with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by taking out a riba interest-based loan to buy this car. Can you see how an innocent glance led an individual now to committing a war with Allah Azza wa Jal? Can you see the process? Subhanallah. And we know that riba is what? فَأْذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ يَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَذَرُوا مَا بَقِي مِنَ الرِّبَا إِن كُنتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ فَإِن لَّمْ تَفْعَلُوا فَأْذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. If you don't stop this riba, right? You don't put an end to it, you're starting a war with Allah. And I don't think anybody wants to be on the other side of a battlefield looking at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? Anyways, it is not just the opposite gender that we lower our gaze from, brothers and sisters. The dunya that you keep looking at, right? Whether it is holiday resorts, whether it is homes that you keep looking at, it intensifies that desire. Especially now if you what? All the people around you, they possess some of these worldly pleasures and you don't. It hurts. You're being told to lower your gaze and to do what is right. Likewise, brothers and sisters, you should not be looking at someone that is very, very attractive. Okay, if this is now going to intensify your desires, or it's going to spark a desire in your heart for him or for her. If it's a sister now looking at another sister, or a brother now looking at another brother, you have to lower your gaze. Right? There was a young, good-looking child that Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, okay, ordered to be taken out of the city. Out of fear, the fitna that his face will cause, subhanAllah. lowering your gaze. As Ibn al-Jawzi rahmatullahi alayhi mentioned, أصل العشق إطلاق البصر. Becoming infatuated stems up from where? Stems up originally from looking, not lowering your gaze. And it may start as an innocent glance. And then he says, كَمَا يُخَافُ عَلَى الرَّجُلِ يُخَافُ عَلَى الْمَرْأَةِ. Just as it's feared for a man, it is also feared for a woman. Right? And then he says, وَقَدْ ذَهَبَ دِينُ كَثِيرٍ مِنَ الْمُتَعَبِّدِينَ. Subhanallah. Many devout worshippers who would adhere to the Sharia, brothers and sisters, they lost their faith because of what? إطلاق البصر. Because of not lowering their gaze. Wallahi, brothers and sisters. And I know individuals as well who didn't lower their gaze. One thing led to another to the extent where everything spiraled out of control. And you doing everything that I mentioned, brothers and sisters, without a shadow of a doubt, you will be rewarded for it. Right? How many is that? Four, right? Number five, أكثر من الصلاة. Whenever you're having these thoughts, right, pray. Pray. The Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا حزبه أمر فزع إلى الصلاة, right? Whenever the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم would go through some sort of hardship and difficulty, he would rush to the salah. Is this a hardship? Huh? Would you agree that this is a hardship? He will rush to the salah. What does the salah do? Inna salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar. The salah, it removes the filth and the evil from your life. Is that clear? It removes the filth and the evil from your life. So get up and just start praying. Get up and just start praying. Make sense? Five commandments in how to deal with homosexual urges and thoughts that one has. Right? Inshallah ta'ala, it will help. If you keep believing and you keep striving, it is only a matter of time, brothers and sisters, that this will now what? Come to an end. I want every single one of you guys, inshallah ta'ala, right, to take these five commandments and to share it with brothers and sisters. There are some who don't feel comfortable, right, being vocal about it. It might be a good idea to bring up this discussion at a table when the people are sitting around and to just kind of like share it. Right? It varies from person to person. And some of these people, right, their desires vary as well.